But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
I was drunk!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time with Dibs and Willard. Brought to you by Atco Pest Control. And then What's Bugging You coming up in about 10 minutes.
Oh, and I've been waiting for that all week.
All week.
All week.
He actually said it on Monday. He's like, remind me. Remind me. I'm mad.
You're ready. I'm always flat-footed for What's Bugging You because I'm a pretty happy guy. And then, this happened on Monday. So I texted the whole show team. Remind me.
I can't wait.
Because I got my thing for Friday already.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anyway.
Unlike the Warriors game, which wasn't a good one.
Not a good one.
It's a good transition right there.
Yeah, good job. Thank you very much.
I'm down.
How can you not be? How can you not be?
Curry didn't score.
Right.
A bucket, a field goal.
And 2 points.
Yeah, but you don't have a field goal.
Draymond had the Blutarski, for those of us who remember.
Oh, yes.
0.00. No points, no rebs, no assists. He had nothing.
NBA record.
He had nothing.
He had some field goal attempts.
He sure did. Yeah. And he also had a moment where he got absolutely clowned by a 7'2" rookie who he already grabbed his ankle, and many people thought he should have been suspended or arrested. And then Draymond gets his shot blocked, and he runs down.
He tries to,
what are you trying to do to Zach Edey? And Zach Edey looked at him like, little dude.
He did look at
him. What are
you
going to do? He gave him the look like, come on, little man. Dude, you guys are getting crushed.
The weird thing about that game is that's the effort you would expect in game 6 of a 6-game road trip.
Right.
When you're exhausted.
Yep. They hadn't played since Sunday.
They haven't played. They should have been buoyed by the addition of a new player, a new starter.
Shout out, Sam.
I mean,
that's a four.
To show up and look exhausted 4 minutes into your first game in a week was jarring.
And the chef, again, I know it's other things at stake when it comes to basketball, but, 6 minutes against Dallas, against Luka and Kyrie, Batman and Robin, you have one field goal attempt. And then last night, not to score, I don't want to say they were flat. They just got, beat. What's happening?
They're too old.
Priest called today.
Yeah. Oh, now Dib says it.
I just said Priest called today.
Are you there yet?
No, not Willard.
I texted Steiny earlier, and I didn't know full well he wouldn't read it, and he wouldn't check it. But what I said to him earlier is that Steph can still do it, but he can't do it every game. He can still do it, but he can do it every 2 or 3 games. And when Steph can't do it, what do you have?
And I couldn't get it up.
And I heard Morello shout me out for my comment about glue.
He did. Look at
him. That's the fact. They've got too much glue and not enough it. So you've got 7 or 8 guys who can do this or that, but you don't have anybody who can do this and that.
Man.
You know what's funny, though? When we talk about that, my question doesn't go to Steph and his age. It goes to why the hell is everybody so worried about clutching and grabbing and holding on to all these players you don't really like? They're all a bunch of mids.
Wow.
If they're all a bunch of mids, then what are we worried about?
I'm not saying that Kuminga's a mid. Well, I'm saying he's a 22-year-old who might be something. And you have.
Yeah.
And you said when Steph leaves, they have nothing.
Yes.
And you and I disagree about that.
I'm in that camp.
Not nothing on an individual-by-individual basis. He's a good player. He may become better. But at the example I want to use that I used yesterday, LaMelo Ball averages 30 a game. Their team can't win a game. So who cares if you have one good player? Who cares if you've got a nice young guy who can fly? That gets you nothing in the NBA. The whole thing is going to need to be rebooted at some point. So if we meet you guys halfway and go, you know what? You're right. This is a Hail Mary at best. They are way too old. then I would just offer you, why don't you want to trade them then? Because it's the, if you really want to, I don't know why everyone's so freaking excited about this rebuild that apparently is being pushed off for another year, because aren't those fun? The Spurs have had a great time the last 5 years, right?
They're having fun now.
Are they? They're still mid. They still have a don't have a winning record.
But they have a box office player who
so
people are excited about.
So the Warriors.
Which is why you don't trade him. And you just answered your own question with our little back and forth.
So now the Warriors season is a sideshow. This is an exhibition.
Well, what was last year?
I don't know. They're
last
trying
year
to do
was
something.
A sideshow. It was an exhibition.
No, but now that's hindsight.
Well, hindsight is 50-50.
But you didn't know
as
that.
You know.
You didn't know that in the middle of it, and you didn't know Draymond was going to get suspended and miss almost a third of the year and all those things. Like, every year has its own story.
Well, you don't know what this year will be.
I just don't. That's all I'm saying. I don't understand if we're going to sit here and go on the premise of Steph doesn't have enough help, then what are you worried about giving up? Who cares? What do you have?
That's where I'm at.
What do you have? Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga, what? What do you have?
You don't know. They're young players.
Well,
I do know this.
You there shouldn't be any untouchables.
You trade for Jimmy Butler, and he plays for 38 games and decides, nah, I'm good. I'm going to opt out. And now you have no picks, you've got no youth, and you've got a couple of guys who are past their prime, and you've got nothing left.
No one said to send all the picks. No, and I don't know that it'll be Jimmy Butler. I don't know that it'll be anybody.
But I would do it. This is not it.
I would
right
do
now.
Something. Yeah,
this
I
is
don't
not
know
it.
What they're going to do.
And my counterpoint has been that, and Sonny, I don't want to take your bit because I've said the same thing over and over. Whatever you want to do, your something is not enough to matter to me this year or next year. Because the chef, coming up on 37, is not the player that he was even a year ago. And we can all talk about 2022. That's now going to be 3 years ago. And it's okay that he's not the same player. It doesn't mean that he still isn't very, very good. But he's not as good. They're not as good. And you know what? Everyone else is better. That's the thing that no one wants to talk about.
Not everyone else.
Memphis is better. Houston is better.
Yeah, right
OKC
now.
Is better. Minnesota is better. Denver's better. Phoenix is better.
They've been better than Houston every time they've played this year.
Except last time.
They're 2-1, and we all know damn well that the ending was controversial.
Let's focus on Memphis. Okay. Memphis came out
and took you
by the short hairs, and you had no chance. And you got Minnesota coming
points.
Up, and Minnesota is better than you.
They're a mess, too, though.
I don't know. I just, the way I look at it is if 12-3 was a moment in time, why can't this be?
It can be,
okay.
But 12-3 was built on Utah and Portland. So if you want to talk about the mirage of that 12-3, look at the teams they beat in that 12-3. They beat Boston.
There's some of that.
Ooh, they beat Boston.
Yep,
You're right.
They beat Houston twice.
Yeah, they sure did.
Okay, they beat Oklahoma City. They beat Dallas. They beat Memphis. I don't know what
they beat Utah and New Orleans. Five times combined.
Utah and New Orleans three times. No, four times.
Yeah.
It was three New Orleans.
So four of their 12 was against teams that haven't really beaten anyone else.
I just rolled off a good number of, those are good teams.
Right. And so you have an older team, good in the beginning, coming off a week of let's get refreshed with a new player and let's practice, and you come out and you absolutely Casey Schmidt the bed.
Damn. You're 57.
I mean, there's nothing's going to change the embarrassment of last night.
You had a week off.
Right.
And that's what you showed up with?
Yes. Yeah,
my God.
It was awful.
Let's go trade for Jimmy Butler.
It's one game.
Yeah.
It's one game.
It was one game.
It's not like they're losing.
It's one game.
This is complete and total stinker of the decade.
It's one thing to lose a game on the road. It's another game to lose, like that.
Yeah.
And I get that Schroeder wasn't really comfortable. He didn't fit. And, I look at the way they guarded Steph Curry. And if I'm looking at, like the Niners. You look at the Niners going up against defenses. Play man. They can't beat you. And that has not been solved. And you look at how to stop Steph Curry, just have one guy, follow him everywhere and, top lock him and deny him and let the other guys beat you, and they won't.
If I had another 20-point-per-night scorer on the team, that might change the way he got defended.
Yeah, you
might.
Do.
You don't.
Pods at 21.
No, per night.
You're welcome.
Per night.
Thank you.
I had to do that.
Not one night, per night.
Right?
Yeah, per night. That's
well, you
all
had
I'm
Jordan
saying.
Poole.
Listen.
And I heard you earlier talking about Jordan
Poole.
And,
when does it. It's just a part of the history. I know you hated him, Willard, but at the end of the day, You could use his skill set. That's all.
No, you can't.
You could. What do you mean? No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Hey, they won
last
night.
You're hemorrhaging for scoring.
Yeah, that's like there's empty points and then there's real points. Jordan Poole is first of all is a wasteland on one end of the court, which is where I would actually be concerned right now.
287 points in two games.
What you've seen the last two games defensively is where my mind is.
287.
It's not about the offense, which takes nights off or whatever. And by the way, look good against Dallas. You score 133 points and still lose by double digits. That's where my thoughts. So I don't want more Jordan Pools. Good Lord. Like, not a smart basketball player. He can score. A lot of guys can score in the league. But anyway, that's just, I mean,
hey,
yeah.
Real quick, who's enjoying these bouts of rain and cold weather we've been experiencing? You know, the weather isn't the only
animals
thing to worry about. We also have to worry about ant and rodent season. You know, if these pets, if they've made their way into your home and they're looking for shelter from the rain and the cold, ATCO Pest Control, they have comprehensive solutions. From effective ant treatments to rodent eradication, which is an eradication sensation,
cha-ching!
And exclusion.
Cha-ching!
I love the word exclusion. ATCO can take care of what's bugging you. Call ATCO Pest Control or fill out a service request online at atcopestcontrol.com. It's the What's Bugging You segment. I'll start. Although I wanted him to be here. I wanted Evan to be here because he told me something.
Well, then let Mark start. Evan go home?
Oh, man. He's doing something. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want me to stall for you?
Sure.
Okay.
Mark's got a good one.
I've been ramping up for this.
Okay. Yeah, all week.
Corporations of America. Listen.
I'm not here for the capitalism slander.
It's not capitalism. This is Christmas. Okay? If you want to do this the other 11 months of the year, you can. I still think it's stupid because people have birthdays in all 12 months. But for the love of God, when you are the father of three children, and you're gone all afternoon, and you come home this time of year, very blessed, very thankful, three or four packages are in front of the door every day. When your wrapping paper is filled around the product with your store name listed all over the place, guess what? They know what you got them for Christmas. Why is it so hard to just put a brown box or a brown bag at the doorstep?
What's in the box?
Why? This is not advertisement time. It's just on my doorstep. In fact, I don't want to advertise that something's on the doorstep because someone walking by might get interested. Can you please stop labeling your stupid packages with what you are? Because people inside the house who have asked for things for the holidays now know what they're getting. Is that so hard?
How old's your son?
I got 10, I got 15, and I got 17.
Okay, let's talk about the 17-year-old, and I think Guru can speak to this. If you want to solve that problem,
yes.
I've got a great gift for the 17-year-old, and it's called Blue Chew. It comes in discreet packaging, doesn't it, Goo?
Nice.
He won't know what it is.
Did you just suggest that I get my son Blue Chew for Christmas?
I'm just saying he won't know what it is from the outside.
That's fair.
Your answer
would have been like the want ads.
Come on.
Or an ad for like the military. Like, you know, go ahead and enlist, my man.
I mean, just please. What is this discreet packaging? Is that so hard? Yeah. Thank you, Amazon. Every time you show up, you're from Amazon, which literally is an advertisement that's like, that could be anything.
Anything could be anything. Yep.
Yeah. Please.
I get that.
Good Lord.
Here's what's bugging me, and I found this out this morning from our great producer, Evan Giddings. I can't believe he's one of my favorite people.
Evan Giddings.
But he's bugging me today. Randy Bennett, the head coach of St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Do you realize Evan told me this morning he doesn't talk to the media?
Wait, what?
He never talks to the media.
After games?
After games.
He comes on shows. Yeah.
When they make the tournament.
Oh, that's the only time?
That's the only time. He doesn't speak after games. You have to go to the associate head coach, apparently. He's got no press conferences.
Why is that bugging you?
Come on, Randy. He's a gem in the Bay Area.
Isn't that a rule?
I thought so.
Haterade.
Randy, let's get to the bottom of this Mahaney transfer. I mean, let's go. Come on, Randy. You so busy? throw us a bone. I love hearing Randy talk basketball.
Kyle Shanahan is like, I'm sorry, what did you say he does?
Right. And Kyle spoke today. We're going to get into it.
Possibly.
Everything. Talk about, scheme and mustaches were the two headlines. Scheme and mustaches.
All right.
Yeah. So,
cool.
I like that one. That was good.
Yeah. Denver Broncos once had a running back. His name was Reuben Drones.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on with drones in our world has me scared, and I'm sick of it. What's happening with all these drones and these videos that I'm seeing? What's really going on? And I'm talking to the government. Tell us what's going on with these drones. I'm watching these. I'm going down these rabbit holes of these videos. Mm. It was in Jersey. Now there's some in L.A. I haven't seen any. And if I'm not here, call them. But where are we at with the drones? What's happening? Because I feel like something's going on and they're not telling us.
What are you seeing? I don't even know, like, what
you haven't seen, like, the UFO, the drones all over?
Educate me.
There's videos floating.
In New Jersey.
Now they got some in L.A. And they got they look like UFOs, Willard.
But they're drones.
Yeah, and they're regular people with their phones. Like, what are these? And they look like little mosquitoes. There's 6 or 7 of them. And now they're in L.A., and I'm sitting there like, this is fake, but it's not. And the government's telling us it's no big deal, it's nothing. But you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just worried. That's all, man.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Anything from you on drones, because it ain't a ploy. It's not fake.
It's not, but I don't think that it's like drones in a military zone where the drones are armed with weapons. Well, I think that these drones are most likely just people with their little toys trying to, like, fly the drone and try to see about, like, surveillance and all the rest of it. But I'm kind of with
you. Check it out.
Like,
send it to you, Will.
Yeah, send it to me.
And yours kind of leads into mine, what's bugging me, because it's about, like, people who are not really paying attention to what other people are about and what people want. My thing is people on the sidewalk who are head down in their phone. It's not a side scroll. It's a sidewalk. If you're walking on the sidewalk and your head is down and your head's in the phone and you're in the middle of the sidewalk and I'm trying to walk the other way and I can't get around you because you're in the middle of the sidewalk and you're not paying attention, I should be allowed to walk up to you and slap the phone out of your hand. And balls out.
Travis Kelce.
Exactly. Slap that thing.
It was Jason.
Jason. Exactly. Well, that was different because they were actually filming him. And I agree with Jason on that one.
And, like, they called his brother some names.
Right. Exactly. So that, to me, was completely out of pocket. But when you're walking in the city,
it's out of control.
And the city's already, you've got people waiting for the bus and you got people coming out of restaurants and I'm trying to walk and I got my backpack on and I'm eyes up the whole time. I'm not on my phone. If you're on your phone and you are, like, walking and getting in the way, you deserve to have your phone smacked out of your hand. That's what's bugging me.
Wow.
Balls out.
All right. That's a losing battle right there.
Because it's everywhere.
It's happened.
It's not. Yeah. It's not.
There's been the accidental elbow or the accidental. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bump you with the elbow.
Don't assault people because they're on their phone.
It's not assault. It's battery.
Okay, fine.
Learn the law.
Yeah, I don't care about
battery's
it.
A misdemeanor.
All right.
No. Oh, you're gonna need to watch this one today.
What?
Because I'm meeting Dave.
Great. It's a holiday party.
Exactly.
You already talked about it at 2:12.
Exactly.
And you know what? I'll tell you what I was gonna
do. You ready
do.
For this?
I'll tell you what I was gonna do.
What were you
today.
Gonna do? What were you gonna do?
You know what I was gonna do? Because I park right next to where your holiday party is.
He's just dragging it on now.
And no. Actually I thought about it and I got out of my car and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna do a nice thing for Matt and Daryl and Evan, because I do appreciate the fact that they stay till 2:12 every day. I was going to go to the cafeteria and put down a little something.
Let's go.
So you guys could have the first round on me. And as I was walking over there, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do that because this guy doesn't even want to ever be here.
Oh, stop.
He's already wrapping up his headphones.
I got
the bag is on the shoulders.
I'll be all right. I'll make it drop,
I was just going to drop a little 40.
Yeah,
that way when you walk in the cafeteria.
Why don't you drop a 20 for Goo? He never wants to go.
Yeah, I want to stay later.
Two words. Collateral damage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This guy
you can
stay.
No, I'm out today.
Yeah. Right. So I was going to do a nice thing.
It's the thought that counts.
It really isn't. Because
had you done that, I might have stayed till 212.
No, you wouldn't have. And that's the point, is because you can't wait to get out of here
on
the daily.
Yeah.
It's not just today. No. Shout out Dan Daly.
Can I say something to Google before you?
But you don't got to ask him.
95.7 The Game.
No, too late. You're not in charge. It's after 2.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Just leave.
Good luck in your fantasy game.
Because last night was bad, but it was, I'm not done.
Of course you're not done. It's the
Kamara being out, that's a death.
Here's to potentially me and you playing for all of the potatoes.
Would we split?
I'm not showing my hand on that yet. I'm not showing my hand. I offered that to Stoney last year.
The Denver defense, that was bad.
Well, I mean, they're a good defense. That's why.
Well,
anyway, I offered that to Stoney. I didn't offer him 50. I offered him about
40%. I can't believe he
laughed.
See,
that's not a real split.
Yeah, but I was right. He should have taken it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude.
Because what's the split, 80-20?
No, it's like
70-20-10.
No, original.
Yeah, like whatever it is. Like three quarters of it goes to the big boss. So I told him last year, I'm like, you want 40%? Because if you don't, you're about to get 25.
Yeah.
And that's what he got.
And he got 25.
Well, and you know, coming from you, it's impossible to accept that. And you know that, right?
Yes, that's why
you know
I offered
that.
It.
Okay.
That's why I offered
Just
it.
So you know, it's more about you than it is about the team.
Yeah. I also waited until about noon on Sunday, and I texted him congratulations for winning.
And yeah. We were in a battle.
And then George Pickens scored about 5 touchdowns and he lost.
And Dibs, you don't know this. Right now, Burrow has a Q next to his name. Higgins has a Q next to his name.
They're playing.
Kamara's out.
They're playing.
And I got your face on every time I go to Yahoo. It's Dibs' face.
You're good.
Because I pulled out a game and made the playoffs when I should have.
Sure.
And I'm like,
sure.
The fantasy gods are telling you, son.
No.
You had your Super Bowl when you pulled off a miracle. Oh, Dibs.
Yeah.
That's why half your team, health is wealth, and they're dropping.
I don't want to be anti-God here, but when we talk about gods, and we all want to talk about the golf gods and the parking gods.
Yes, sir.
And none of those
the
gods.
The gambling gods.
I don't think that God right now is looking down on fantasy and thinking, you know what? All of my shepherds, all my sheep who have Joe Burrow on their team, I'm going to reach out and take care of them because I'm the fantasy god.
I think that's how it happens.
If I were in heaven, that's all I would do is just play fantasy football every day for the whole year.
I would hope you'd win every game.
I would hope.
You know?
I'll leave. Fantasy NBA, it's not as fun.
No,
it's too
not.
Many off days.
Football's perfect.
Baseball's every day. Football's
perfect. He's got the build up for
it. Yeah,
he's got the build up.
Well, I like
shout out Warriors World and Sheet.
I like fantasy baseball when you had to set your lineup for the week, then that's it. Like, not every day, like, ooh, I have a pitcher. I'm going to put him in. I'm going
to
take him out.
You do it for the week.
That's what we would do. Like, on Thursday at 9 a.m., you had to put your lineup in for the week, and whatever happened that week, that was your lineup.
Last thing. Who was the inventor of fantasy? Who came up with the inception of fantasy whatever?
I don't know.
I just
know that it's been going on for way longer than
pre-internet.
Pre-internet. Lovely Christie's dad used to play in like the 70s.
Yep.
And there, whoever the commissioner was,
Grandy,
he would just like pull out a piece of paper on Monday. And he'd get a newspaper, and he would just,
that's
in a calculator, he would tally it all up, and he would call his friends and be like, you lost.
Yeah,
you got 82. Bob got 85. You lose. They've been doing this for 50 years.
High school, my senior year, class of 86, my coworker Steve Rabb, 1440 on the SAT, brilliant. We had a fantasy baseball league. He would do it on binder paper with a pencil and an eraser. Every morning, chronicle box scores.
Sporting green.
Do the math.
So
exactly.
If you're in a league where somebody was like, I don't like the ESPN app. Let's do Yahoo next. Shut up. You could be using a binder and a
binder paper.
Exactly.
Binder paper.
You'd be thankful.
You
open up your app and you thank these players for banging their head against
Monday?
The wall.
Yeah, I'm here Monday.
I'll see you on Monday.
I'll
save my happy holidays till then.
Where will you be on Monday?
95.7 again.
I'm done.
It was wrong.